Have you heard about polar bears?
There's a lot of loud noises. Some of it's male trying to attract the female. Some of it's the female saying, no, thank you. Please go away.
Jane Ballantyne is the zoo's director of public relations. Animal ambassador Carol Jones says African bullfrogs aren't shy either.
The males will make a very loud kind of mooing sound to attract the women.
On the other hand, Ballantyne says,
the lemurs are very secretive, so none of our staff has actually seen them breeding.
Welcome to Sex at the Zoo, an adults-only benefit. Well-dressed guests were welcomed into the zoo's chimpanzee forest building to enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, romantic music, and naughty talk.
Unlike other primate species, where only a very dominant male and only the dominant female will reproduce, in a chimp troop, anyone can have sex.
Animal keeper Jessica Votman is on the chimp forest team. Female chimps have pink backsides that swell up and get even pinker when they're ready for, you know.
And that literally acts as a bright pink flag to any male in her area, basically letting them know that they're available for reproduction.
And guys, when it comes to your equipment, what's considered desirable for humans is the opposite for chimps. Theirs needs to be streamlined and thin. But here's something we have in common.
The more sex you have, the better you get at it. When Jack and Louie first came to us, they hadn't really been housed with females. So they really kind of didn't know what to do. Our females got really frustrated, and it finally took Raven literally sitting on Jack's face, sitting on Jack's lap, finishing it to get the message across. So with the chimp behavior, subtlety gets you nowhere.
Animal keeper Amy Demchik works with the zoo's warthog pair. Kamari is the female, the male is Kajani. Demchik says when Kamari is ready to mate,
she will actually turn her butt end right in front of you, and her vulva becomes very, very swollen, and she'll actually wink at you with it. It's very odd, but we've kind of just gotten used to it.
The day before they get together, or the day of, the male warthog does something kind of cute called chin resting.
She will be eating, she'll be doing training sessions with the keepers, and he'll just be following her around with his chin on her hind end.
Demchik says she's also discovered the female likes to have her back scratched with a wooden back scratcher. That discovery led to a very special day when three was not a crowd.
One day I went to the exhibit where I could access the pigs through mesh, and I was scratching Kamari and keeping her pretty calm. And at this point we had not seen breeding yet. So then the male came up and he started chin resting on her, and I thought it was pretty cool that he was doing this. So I just kept scratching her to keep her calm. And then all of a sudden I noticed that he had an erection. Before I knew it, they were breeding right in front of me. But I just kept scratching Kamari to keep her calm because I knew everyone wanted her pregnant, and just kind of just helped him out. And then he was finished before I knew it, and she just kind of stayed for the back scratching, and it was all over. And then 6 months later, we actually did have piglets.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
At the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, Michelle Bash, WTOP News.